My name is Mary Basil. I'm a volunteer and a mother. I was 7 years old. That was when you could join at Sarah Hines House at that time. And I left after high school. It was something that even if I got in trouble, I was grounded at home, I was allowed to go to Sarah Hines House. It gave me a place that I could go that I knew no one judged me. It was a place that everyone was treated the same. It started showing me how important it was that I was on time, how important it was to be there, because little members, midget and preps, look up to you. When we started as midgets, we learned to sew. And my love for sewing was there, and we learned how to embroider and hand sew. And there was a program director by the name of Daisy Hart. And she loved to sew and do crafts. And so her love for Sarah Hines House kind of helped my love for Sarah Hines House. One of the things that they would do was fingernail inspections. Daisy also taught us how to properly set a table, what fork to use. Camp was the biggest experience because it was the first time I got to camp outside, sleep in a tent, campfires, swimming in the creek, things that you don't take that for granted when you live in the city. We had dances. Firelight Lobby Dance was the first big dance for the juniors when we would put a fire in the fireplace at the lobby, and that would be your first big dance. And if a boy would not dance with the girl, then they got to dance with the mop. The mop had a face on it and had a dress, which Daisy made, but the girls were never allowed in the lobby when I was a member. When I became a Midler senior was when we were finally allowed in the lobby. In about the early 70s was when the girls started to be allowed in the lobby. All my brothers and sisters were members. I had aunts that were members. I found out when we were doing the research for the 100th anniversary that my great-great aunt was the first physical director of Sarah Hines House, that she taught the girls gym. Sarah Hines House has a lot of history. There's a lot of history in our building. There's a lot of history in the neighborhood. It helped me be able to speak in front of people. And friendship. You formed friendships that last a lifetime.